Chapter 10. One thing casinos usually had in abundance was surveillance. And Marvid loved surveillance. He could measure the intelligence of his subjects by how long it took them to start acting as though the vidcams were not recording. He could predict how reliable they were by comparing their behavior when they knew they were being watched to their behavior otherwise. He could even tell whether someone was a good liar by monitoring the number of times he or she placed a finger somewhere impolite. What Marvid could not do, however, was change plainly visible facts. He and Kratheus were meeting on the owner's deck of their mobile headquarters in the Rift, the asteroid crusher Ormney. Their power bodies were resting side by side in the conference cabin, with Mir Tagev standing left of Kratheus and Savara Rain to Marvid's right. A pair of Nargon bodyguards flanked each of the two doorways, their raised skull crests reflecting the tension in the room. A surveillance vid from Kref's most recent acquisition, the Blue Star Casino on Belnus, was playing on the wall screen. And, despite Savara's claim that she deserved the million credit bounty for capturing Han Solo, the vid suggested otherwise. So far, it showed a bloody-nosed, formally dressed Mir Tagev dragging a wildly kicking Solo across the floor of a casino hangar. Behind her followed a squad of 10 Mandalorians in full armor and a handful of firefight survivors, wounded and still dressed in Blue Star security tabards. One of the wounded men had his arm around a blaster-burned Dina Yus, half-dragging and half-carrying her as he limped after the others. An inset in the bottom corner of the screen showed the Mandalorian's destination, a boxy Mandalorian Trakaad space transport with the boarding ramp extended. A second inset showed a current time image of Han Solo, lying battered and unconscious on a bare durasteel bunk in the Ormney's brig. Marvid liked that image the best. He looked toward Savara.
I see nothing to support your contention.
Not yet, Savara replied. Keep watching.
Kratheus sent a power body transmission.
This is a waste of our time. Your pet is just angry that we put Gev in charge of the Blue Star operation.
The ambush was Savara's idea,
Marvid said.
I suggest we give her 2 million credits for eliminating Wool. We have no one else who could have defeated the security of a Galactic Alliance senator, and the bonus should make her feel better about missing the attack on the Jedi.
What do I care how she feels?
Kratheus demanded.
She fears the Jedi as much as she hates them. If she's unhappy with her assignments, it will be a small matter to arrange a surprise meeting.
Perhaps, but an unhappy operative is a suspicious one. She would no doubt be watching for such a betrayal.
All the better,
Kratheus replied.
As long as she also fears it. If we know what she fears, we know how to control her.
As they conversed, two points of light appeared in the vid, about head height on the hangar door behind Gev and the Mandalorians. At first, Marvid did not recognize what he was seeing. Then the two points separated and began to glide in opposite directions, creating the glowing orange outline of a doorway.